The Kokopah Indian tribe has lived along the Colorado River Delta near Somerton, Arizona for centuries. But decades of drought and development have transformed this corner of the river. And from the Fronteras desk, KJZZ's Elisa Resnick reports on an effort that aims to restore it.
We're pulled off a dirt road in the West Kokopah Reservation, just south of the Morelos Dam in Yuma. A few yards away is the 30-foot steel bollard border wall built by the Trump administration. Water used to flow here across the border and all the way into the Sea of Cortez. More than a century ago, Kokopah pilots navigated steamboats across its fast-moving current. Now,
there's a decent number of these little tunnels, but they do change over time.
Right. Yeah.
That's Kokopah Cultural Resource Manager Justin Brunden. And the tunnels he's talking about are these makeshift trails etched into a thicket of pale green reeds that tower above our heads. These are Phragmites, an invasive species with thick tubes topped with sharp leaves. And they're taking over. We're forcing our way through them to reach the banks.
This is the river that cut the Grand Canyon, and at our current location, towards the end of the river, it is about knee height.
Brunden is a Kokopah tribal member whose family is from an area that is now Mexico. He says the Kokopah used this water to farm, fish, and hunt before a border existed. Now, what's left is what Brunden says feels like the world's longest lake.
So it's a completely different landscape. If you were to take one of our ancestors and bring them here today to stand on the banks of the river, they would not recognize it.
The Colorado River supplies water to some 40 million people in the American West. Over the last half century, it's been dammed 15 times. On Kokopah land, Brunden says that's not only shrunk the river, it's also helped Phragmites thrive.
The floodwaters would scalp the land and then deposit new soil. And so Phragmites would have to start from scratch. And now, because there's no more flooding, there's no more flood scarring, there's no more movement of the river, they just take a hold of the bank and they don't let go.
Jen Alsbach with the tribe's Environmental Protection Office says dams, drought, and climate change have decimated native species.
This all would have been wild mesquite groves and, teeming with wildlife. And then, of course, the cottonwoods and willows that, used to thrive along the river.
That landscape isn't too distant a memory for Willadina Thomas.
And I remember it having water all in this area where we had, trees, like a forest of cottonwood.
She's a tribal member who works with Alsbach at the Environmental Office. She says Kokopah come here to be with the river and collect materials like strands of willow to make cradle boards. She came as a kid with her grandpa. She says he always warned her that one day all of this might be gone.
And I never understood that until I came back out here and I saw what, something that we had abundance of, and now to see that we don't have it. It's heartbreaking.
It's a long simmering problem she and Alsbach are trying to address. Like in what you're hearing from a video of the work being done here. They've spent hours here and at another river access point further north, first using machetes and long shears, then heavy machinery to cut back Phragmites and stout tamarisks. Just off the river's banks, young cottonwood, mesquite, and willow trees thrive in the tribe's nursery.
Like these cottonwoods, I want to show you those cottonwoods right there. I planted those 4 years ago.
Thomas is surrounded by rows of tiny trees in plastic pots, saplings cut from more mature trees like the ones she planted or brought in from elsewhere in Arizona. They'll grow here until they're ready to be planted. The goal is to get back to some version of what Thomas remembers growing up.
After seeing all that hard work and seeing the growth, it was like I said, it makes me proud to say, we did this and it's coming back.
This past spring, the Environmental Office cut back a few acres of Phragmites and the river was visible once again. But 6 months later, they all grew back. Crews are trying again with herbicide to prevent them from returning so quickly. It's hard work, but Thomas says this river is Kokopah's lifeblood. So they'll keep pushing forward as long as it takes. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, reporting from Somerton.